This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. President Bush addressed the United Nations today, defending his decision to go to war in Iraq and calling for help in securing and rebuilding the country. This was Mr. Bush's fourth annual address to the General Assembly. He spoke of Iraq and Afghanistan as rising democracies, but violence in both countries has been increasing, and the president faced a skeptical audience. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
Some members of the United Nations, as well as UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, still question the legitimacy of the U.S.-led war against Iraq. But in today's speech, 2 years after he unsuccessfully challenged the UN Security Council to enforce its resolutions against Saddam Hussein, President Bush made no apologies.
The Security Council promised serious consequences for his defiance. And the commitments we make must have meaning. When we say serious consequences for the sake of peace, there must be serious consequences.
But UN Secretary General Kofi Annan has made it very clear that, in his view, the United States should have gone back to the Security Council for another resolution authorizing war. In his speech to the UN General Assembly, Annan warned that the rule of law is at risk around the world.
To mention only a few flagrant and topical examples, in Iraq, we see civilians massacred in cold blood, while relief workers, journalists, and other non-combatants are taken hostage and put to death in the most barbarous fashion. At the same time, we have seen Iraqi prisoners disgracefully abused.
The Secretary General also cited the massacres of civilians in Darfur, Uganda, Russia, and the Middle East, and he emphasized that the rule of law, including Security Council resolutions, is the best foundation for resolving conflicts.
Every nation that proclaims the rule of law at home must respect it abroad, and every nation that insists on it abroad must enforce it at home.
For his part, President Bush said that all nations have a responsibility to act against forces that threaten the rule of law and human dignity that it protects.
Eventually, there is no safety in looking away, seeking the quiet life by ignoring the struggles and oppression of others.
President Bush extolled the results of the U.S.-led wars in both Iraq and Afghanistan.
Today, the Iraqi and Afghan people are on the path to democracy and freedom. The governments that are rising will pose no threat to others. Instead of harboring terrorists, they're fighting terrorist groups. And this progress is good for the long-term security of all of us.
Levels of violence in both Iraq and Afghanistan. The United States is trying to convince other countries to make a greater commitment to stabilization efforts, especially in Iraq. President Bush made another appeal today.
The liberty that many have won at a cost must be secured. As members of the United Nations, we all have a stake in the success of the world's newest democracies.
Some UN members are not convinced that investing in Iraq is a good idea. So far, not one country has offered publicly to commit troops to a proposed international force to protect UN staff who are needed in Iraq to prepare for elections. But Iraq's interim Prime Minister, Iyad Alawi, like President Bush, insists the situation is improving.
We are winning. We are making progress in Iraq. We are defeating terrorists. Unfortunately, the media have not been covering these significant gains in Iraq.
Much of the president's address to the UN General Assembly emphasized the importance of advancing human dignity and freedom. He lauded the Global AIDS Fund and the so-called Millennium Challenge Account, a new U.S. program to increase aid to developing nations that invest in the health and education of their own people. But Jeffrey Sachs, director of the Earth Institute at Columbia University and an advisor to Kofi Annan on development issues, was not impressed.
We promised that we would increase tremendously the help for the poorest of the poor. But in the initiative that the president spoke about today, the Millennium Challenge Account, we haven't given one penny yet. Not a single penny has gone out, despite all of these speeches.
Kofi Annan's advisor on AIDS, Stephen Lewis, offers a similarly negative assessment that President Bush is long on promises and short on follow-through. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, New York.